Kulikov skated before your main session. Do you have any updates on those two?
Well, it would be that they skated before, and that's a positive sign. So we've got Andrew back on the ice, off the bike and on the ice, and then we'll see how he comes back in tomorrow.
Was that the first skate for both?
Correct. Not for Dimitri, but for Andrew.
How long has Dimitri been skating?
A few days. We were on the road, so just without pucks and then to passing, so nothing significant. Nothing's changed with him. We're still at that 4 week before we sure. talk about him coming back.
What have the reports been like on Appleton?
Really good. Played well. Kind of built with the team. The Moose had a rough start and then took off and started playing quite a bit better, and he's been the same.
You still expecting Jacob to play tonight?
I am.
What do you see from the Penguins on the tape of late? Sounds like they're getting their game going of late.
It doesn't matter what's on the tape. It's what they're capable of doing, regardless of what their last game looked like, and they're capable of being an elite team in this NHL. They've got, you know, five or six, and certainly three or four extremely talented players, dynamic players, that can each one of them win a game on their own. So we're going to expect them to be at their best.
What's Matthew Perreault brought to that line with Lowry and Tanev? I know you can play with anybody, but what's he brought specifically?
Well, probably more than anything. He can play with everybody because he can do offensively. He can create things, make small area plays, knocks them all out of the puck down. But anything defensively, while that wouldn't be how I would describe him as a player, his work ethic allows him to be functional, at least functional, in the defensive part of the game. So anybody you play Matty with, they love playing with him because they know that he's going to drive the intensity of the game. So I know that Lowry and Tanev really enjoyed playing with him last game and felt like they could, you know, maybe do a little bit more offensively and not have to be so sure with the puck all the time that he'd create something for him.
Crosby seems to have picked up where he left off. So where do you see his game from evolving?
Oh, that's a 2-hour answer, man. Like, this guy is a Hall of Fame player, Stanley Cup champion, in that very top group of players that ever played. He came in and was brilliant, so dynamic. I think there was a change in his game at times with the concussions. I reckless wouldn't be a word I use, but he certainly went in the corners, got every puck, and I think there was a shift for a while, and it's just a very mature game, right? He just reads the play so well, and then the things he can just physically do is his ability to control his body. You know, people talk about his backhand. So much of that is just an incredible agility to be able to play with the puck on both sides of your body and see the ice at the same time. There isn't anything he can't do.
There's so much attention, obviously, to Patrick's production, but what has Connor meant to that production right now and just that line?
Right. The two stories there are Patty's 5-on-5 game without the puck, the simplicity now that I think in the last 2 weeks has come into it. But what's worked for those three guys is they are different. Kyle Connor's got extreme speed, and he plays a very... I don't think necessarily readable, but definable game, as Brian Little looks at Kyle and has an 85 to 90% understanding of what's going to happen next with him. For a second-year guy, he has learned to get in and get on the puck. I'm not saying he plays a heavy game, but he plays so fast he doesn't need to be. He gets to pucks, he gets to hands, he contains the puck. What Patrick was missing in the first chunk of this season, and he's responsible for part of it, but it was zone time. They just weren't in the offensive zone enough. Brian Little's capable of it. I mean, he ran as the number one center here for years. He's capable of doing that. He understands the defensive part of the game very, very well. But you can't do that alone. So Kyle has brought that opportunity for offensive zone time because he gets in, he gets on it so fast. And then at the same time, Patty's, you know, evolved in that part. He's a different, completely different way of doing it. He doesn't have Kyle's speed, but he's certainly a big, strong young man, and he can hang on to the puck, and that's something we're starting to see in the offensive zone, where he's not just going to a shooting hole and waiting for it and hoping for it to come to him. He's running the route he's supposed to run, and if it's in his corner, he's hanging on to it and using the people around him.
Is there a part of Kyle's game that you think either flies under the radar or maybe isn't getting the level of appreciation that it should?
Well, no, I mean, he's appreciated in the room. I think that maybe how quick his hands are. I mean, that bar down short side, he tried it again in St. Louis, is really dangerous. But he can, and the pass that he's made into Patty, his incredibly quick hands. They're like his feet. Not very few players are matched like that. There's a lot of guys whose feet go 100 miles an hour, and then there's a bunch of guys whose hands can do the same thing, but he's unusual, and his hands and his feet go at the same rate.
I hope this isn't too unfair a question, Paul, for you to put you
like that's going to stop you from asking it.
But I think it's a fair question. Between the coaching and the media work that you've done, do you have like a Sid story that you would tell to grandkids down the road about that maybe you ran into the guy or there was a moment?
So we had him in here. My kids aren't allowed to get autographs. There's two exceptions to it. My son was able to get Daryl Sittler's autograph in Toronto. That was a big deal. And my daughter, Sydney, has only ever wanted one, right? And we had him in there back-to-back last year, beat him 7-1. And she debated and agonized because she understands in the hockey world what a 7-1 loss feels like. She's sadly been through a few of them, and did ask them outside the bus, and he was incredibly gracious and kind to her, and I appreciate that greatly. I know what it's like to go through those, and that would be my story. I mean, we all turn the TV on and watch, but look, you're in Winnipeg, you just get beat 7-1. Just want to get on the bus and get out of here, and I thought that showed an incredible level of grace on his part.
Paul, Blake doesn't score a lot of goals, particularly hat tricks, but that first period against Pittsburgh last year here was, he said, well, he'll remember forever. What do you remember from that first period for Blake Wheeler?
The speed and everything coming together, kind of, I think the drag across his body up under the bar for that goal. He is really smart. He knows that when he passes the puck, a lot of really good things happen, so that's his first option. But it's good for those guys, too, to be reminded that they can score goals. It's also a great sign of respect. We played hard and fast against a team that was real tired last year, and we felt we needed to give a chance to win. And that was kind of a little bit in our room, a little bit of an eye-opener that we got a pretty good team in here.